This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Now, we often think of the guy who gets ahead at work as being the sort of person who's super uber confident, the guy who's happy to sing his own praises. But it turns out that's not always right. Adam Grant is professor at the Wharton School and author of the new book, Give and Take. Hi, Adam.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. So when we think about people in charge, we think of them as the people who sort of muscled or talked their way into the top. But you find that's not always the case.
Yeah, not always the case. So, you know, you could think about a spectrum that has on one end the takers who are always trying to get as much as they can from other people.
Okay.
On the other end, we have the givers who actually enjoy helping others and frequently do it with no strings attached. And if you look at a range of professions from medicine to engineering to sales, the givers are frequently in last, but they're also frequently in first.
So the givers are at both ends of the success spectrum.
That's right. Yeah, there's this amazing group of helpful and generous people who manage to succeed in ways that also lift other people up instead of cutting them down.
So I talked about being nice in the last interview, but being a successful giver actually doesn't mean being nice, right?
Yeah, I think that's one of the common misconceptions, that if you're a helpful and generous person that you have to be a doormat and you
Right.
have to be incredibly polite and warm and welcoming. And I find that there's this whole category of people that I call disagreeable givers who, you know, might be really gruff and tough on the outside, but at the end of the day, they have your best interests at heart.
So what makes for a successful giver?
Well, I think one of the things that we see among successful givers is they're thoughtful about who they give to. So it's dangerous to give sort of unconditionally to takers who will sort of exploit you frequently.
Okay.
It becomes, you know, much more productive to invest your time in helping givers who are most likely to pay it forward. And then there's this third group of people. Most of us are not pure givers or takers. Mm-hmm. I find most of us are matchers. So a matcher is somebody who looks for an even balance of give and take, quid pro quo. And givers who help matchers find that matchers are the ones who are really looking to reciprocate and pay it back. And so if you spend a lot of your time as a giver helping fellow givers and matchers, it's much more likely to bring benefits as opposed to costs.
Now, if you're one of these givers, though, it's got to take a lot of time. I mean, if I'm out there trying to help everyone every time they need some help, my workday is going to get a little longer.
Well, it can if you're not strategic about it. You know, I think that a lot of people try to become Mother Teresa or Gandhi, and it's just an impossible and exhausting standard. One of my favorite characters in Give and Take is Adam Rifkin, who is named Fortune's Best Networker.
Mm-hmm.
He's an incredible example of a successful giver, and one of his recommendations is that we should all do a few more five-minute favors.
What's that mean?
Well, so a five-minute favor is basically going out of your way to try to help somebody else in some form that's high value to them but low cost to you. So you might, for example, introduce two people who could benefit from knowing each other, or write a letter to somebody's boss after they've done an amazing job. And, you know, it's a very small investment of your time, but it can actually matter a lot for the people that you're helping.
Have you done a five-minute favor today?
A five-minute favor today? Well,
yeah.
I think my most recent one was I was speaking at a conference, and then afterward I had a few people come up and ask me about give and take. And I feel like my responsibility there is to try to be helpful. So I offered to connect them with some of our students who might be able to support their nonprofit.
So we have a question from Twitter from a man named Diego, and he wanted to know, how do you balance competing work requests when time can't accommodate both? So you want to be a giver, but you just don't have time to do all the giving that you feel like you'd like to do.
Yeah, I think it's a great question. It's something that a lot of successful and unsuccessful givers struggle with. So first thing I would say is you want to ask, okay, where can I have the most unique impact? Can I make a distinctive contribution here? Or if not, then I'll connect this person to somebody else who's equally or better suited to help. And I think that's one really powerful way to decide which requests to handle. I think a second one is to think about, okay, every time that you help somebody else, you're potentially making an investment in encouraging them to be helpful as well. And so I would want to make that investment with people that you think can maybe bring the greatest return, not necessarily back to you, but who might pay it forward the most. And so, you know, if you've got two different requests and you think one person is likely to go and share that knowledge with others to help them, then that's the person I would often prioritize.
Now, if there's one piece of advice that you could give our listeners that they could walk away from this interview with, that maybe we all get wrong at work or a lot of us get wrong, what would it be?
Well, I think that a lot of people think that you have to be always on the giving end of every exchange if you want to be known as a helpful and generous person. And the received wisdom here is successful givers are actually quite comfortable asking for help. They know that we all need help sometimes, and they also know that if they don't ask, they're depriving other people in their lives of the opportunity to be givers. And they're really missing out on then letting other people know what they need and how they can be helpful. And so I think one recommendation is try to create a norm either for yourself or people in your workplace that it's okay to ask for help when you need it so that everybody can step up and support each other.
Adam Grant is professor at the Wharton School and author of the new book, Give and Take. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.